present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and John Junkin in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome as our guest this week John Junkin to try and pit his wits, his talent, his verbal dexterity and ingenuity against our three able exponents of the game, our three regulars. And once again, they're going to try and talk, if they can, on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud, and the subject, Clement, is parking meters. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Parking meters provide some of the greatest revenue in this country, in that when you...
John Junkin has challenged right away.
It's not actually a challenge, Nick. I only played this game once before, and every time I challenged, they said no, because he really talks like that. I just wanted, for the record, does Clement really talk like that?
Well, we'd better ask it. Clement, do you really talk like that?
No, I have a high-pitched Yorkshire accent.
Just checking, thank you.
Just checking. Well, if what he said is true, you've actually won the challenge, you realise that.
Have I?
No, you haven't. Because I do believe Clement does actually talk like that, so he has a point for a wrong challenge. He keeps the subject. There are 54 seconds left. Parking meters starting now.
Open up a parking meter and you will find revenue of all sorts.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Revenue of revenue.
Yes, that is right, Derek. You take over the subject, having gained a point, and the subject... 50 seconds left, parking meters starting now.
I think one of the few excitements left to one in this curious world in which...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Two ones in a sentence. One of the few excitements left to one. It's a bit quick, isn't it?
It was a bit quick. It was a bit of a quick
And does he always
challenge.
Speak like that?
No, I normally speak...
Do you... let us establish... How do you normally speak, Derek?
Well, with a sort of, I speak normally with a rather heavy, bearded voice and a bald head and try to bore everyone to tears in the House of Commons.
Right. So, Derek, I'm sorry, your impersonation of Clement didn't quite get away with it. He has the subject, and 47 seconds, parking meters, Clement, starting now.
You tend to see people limping away from parking meters because they've kicked them in order to hurt the mechanism so that they will not have to pay pennies or 5p, even 10 pieces, which they now take. I know a fellow who lives in Wimpole Street, not far from my own residence, who went to hospital quite frequently with damage to his ankle.
Derek Nimmo, child.
Repetition of frequently.
Yes, you did say frequently before. So, Derek, you've got the subject back. Another point, 22 seconds. Parking meters starting now.
I think the people that look after parking meters are the most obnoxious creatures in the whole wide world. Those frightful yellow-hatted women, how I loathe them to spite.
John Junkin has challenged.
Deviation, he's talking about wardens, not about traffic meters.
You're absolutely right, John. A very good challenge.
And they're very attractive people.
Yes. I think, and they're not in yellow, they just have a yellow band. And that's the only thing about them. I think some of them are charm. You just need to get around them, Derek. It does need a bit of charm, Derek, in order to chat to them on occasions, but that's something you wouldn't know much about. So,
you'll be sorry for that.
I have to take every opportunity when Derek Nimmo's on the show to get back a bit. John, you have a point and the subject. There are 12 seconds. Parking meters starting now.
Without being accused of deviation, may I say I do always talk like this. The principle of...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
He is deviating. It's not a set of words.
How can you deviate by starting on something? You can only deviate if you start on something and go off it and come back.
Oh, no, no, you mustn't. You mustn't deviate from the subject in the card, and you never
you
established.
Always
what you
explain
were saying.
New rules to me, Nicholas. Why was this not made clear before?
No, you just know the one golden rule they all play. Argue with the chairman and see if you can get away with it. It's not going to work this time, John. Derek was correct. He has 7 seconds on parking meters starting now.
When you find a parking meter that is jammed, the heart sings, and then you park your machine beside it and have hours of free...
When the whistle is blown, it tells us that 60 seconds is up. And if the regular listeners at home are wondering why it was such a gentle blow this week, it was because it was blown by Sandra Pronger, who has taken over from Ian Messiter, who, alas, could not be with us. And whoever is speaking when that whistle is blown has the extra point. It was Derek Nimmo who, of course, has the lead at the end of that round. And Derek, we'd like you to take the next round. The subject is What I Want for My Birthday. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
I want ice creams and lollipops and jellies, paper hats and novelties, carnival gaiety, and all those games that one used to play in one's youth, like postman's knock, kissing all the pretty little fair-haired girls that greet at the door, and then blind man's buff. How many of you have played that wonderful sporting occasion when everyone goes round feeling and groping, trying to find what is going on? Then,
Clement Freud has challenged.
I have.
Oh, right. It was you back there, was it?
Yes. So let's give Clement a bonus for a nice challenge, but Derek gets a point for being interrupted and keeps the subject, What I Want for My Birthday. There are 22 seconds left, starting now.
And the conjurer, who will do clever things with ropes and finally produce out of a top hat a birthday cake with my name on it. The number of candles is rather irrelevant. But in fact, I think finally we will have going home presents. They are very important, tied up with pink string, and as the nannies come to collect all...
So, Derek Nimmo started with the subject and, in spite of being interrupted, finished with it. So, he's got 2 points in that round and another one for speaking as the whistle went. And, Kenneth, will you begin the next round? Very nice to hear from you. The subject is curiosity. Can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It means that desire to know, the curiosity which is in all human beings, gives that impetus to open a door, so to speak, and enlighten. Therefore, we can say it's a healthy thing to possess. A very eminent surgeon told me that curiosity led him to come to this conclusion about every single operation he'd been concerned with. He told me it was like opening a Pandora's box. He said, you never know what you're gonna see inside. And I said to him, well, that's a thought that had never occurred to me. I'm a man.
So, once again, the person who started with the subject finished with it, and Kenneth had another point for speaking as the whistle went, and he is now in second place, alongside Clement Freud, behind our leader, Derek Nimmo, and John Junkin is only a little way behind in third place. John, will you begin the next round? The subject is swindles. Can you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Swindles, although it may not be generally known to the panel, is the name of a very small firm of hardware manufacturers in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I happen to know this because the younger son, John Swindles, came to this country some time ago, and I had the privilege of meeting the aforesaid Mr. Swindles, who told me a little about what his forebears do in Wisconsin. Swindles...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Even in Wisconsin, they don't have forebears.
Yes, I must say, yes, that comes very ill from someone who's picking me up for pronunciation only earlier on.
So what is your challenge, then?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Clement. Quite right. People come in here, laying down the law, and then can't speak properly themselves. It's a joke, isn't it?
I would say that it's quite possible to have forebears in Wisconsin, even if you only settled there. They might still be in another country, so he can still have forebears, even though they don't live there.
What
he did repeat Wisconsin, but you didn't challenge him for that. So, John is in luck. He has a point, keeps the subject, and 33 seconds starting now.
Swindles.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of Wisconsin.
But he didn't repeat it then.
There's no time limit on challenges.
So you're making new rules, aren't you?
If this one is allowed to stand, Parsons, you have made a rod for your own back that you will not be
I make rods for my own back every week.
Not like
But don't this. Worry, don't worry, John. I'm not going to let that one go. No, no. It was a nice challenge, but let's give Clement a bonus. It was a good challenge, wasn't it? But John gets a point also for keeping the subject, being interrupted. Swindles is still with you, John, and there are 31 and a half seconds starting now.
Swindles is another term for a type of confidence trick. These are perpetrated by gentlemen who are known as tricksters, and their method of plying their dubious trade is to approach some innocent passerby in some such thoroughfare as possibly, shall we say, Trafalgar Square.
Derek Nimmo challenge. Yes, I think he was getting so slow.
That was acting.
And that's a point to the challenge. It was Derek Nimmo, wasn't it? So he has 9 seconds to take over. Swindles starting now.
Swindles is a word that was introduced in the English language.
John Junkin challenge.
Repetition of word.
When did he say word before? He hasn't spoken
about
in this
round. 4 minutes ago.
But he hasn't spoken in this round.
No, I was just testing to see whether that one about Wisconsin would stand up.
No, it's if you repeat the word in their round, except for the word on the card. Sorry, John, a good try, but Derek has more points and
not
7 seconds. Swindles starting now.
Swindles, brought into the English language by Jewish immigrants in the 18th century, was a word from...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of word.
Yes,
well,
he
I wish you'd let him go on. I was fascinated. I never knew that. Mm. I mean, the 16th century, did it?
18.
Wow. Really?
It's amazing.
He's in, no.
Have you any other questions before we can continue?
You see, I've
I mean, just because we have a lot of youngsters...
I learned something, and that's very interesting, Derek. I wish you'd been allowed to go on enlightening us. I thought it was most...
John Junkin, yes, what have you got to say?
Kenneth's boring.
You don't have to come on just a minute to discover that.
I'm sorry.
Clement, you got in with half a second to go on Swindles starting now.
Cheat.
No, I'm sorry. Clement, you were speaking then at the 60 seconds. You have an extra point, but you're still in second place. The subject is statisticians, and if you can pronounce it, would you please talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now.
Statistician is not at all a difficult word to pronounce. You would go to a statistician if you lost your telephone, Bernd. Ask him to estimate it. That's the sort of useless job which these people do. But if you wished to perceive, find out, or learn, glean...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think that was, Derek. So you have the subject... there are 40... no, there are 38 seconds on statisticians starting now.
As I came through London Airport this morning, there was a great team of statisticians trying to find out why the luggage was appearing so slowly. In fact, there were more statisticians than customers, and they were actually taking photographs of the portmanteaus, cases, boxes and bags that came through on the trolley every now and again, and they snapped away, put things down onto their
John Junkin challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was, I think, John. So you have 16 seconds on statisticians starting now.
Statisticians are the people who prove time and again that the old adage is totally correct, that there are lies, there are damned lies, and...
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Two lies and two
yes,
there are.
Yes, that's right, Derek. 5 seconds with you on statisticians starting now.
If you take the numbers 43 and divide it by 2.7, you will find a most interesting statistic, which proves...
A magnificent blow on the whistle there by Sandra. On the button. And really clear, so we know that Derek Nimmo gets an extra point for speaking as it was blown. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is noodles. Would you tell us something about those in the game starting now?
Mi goreng is one of my favourite noodles, which you can eat in the harbour in Malacca or down through Port Dickson and even in Johor Bahru. Noodles originated probably in China. Sometimes it's said that Marco Polo brought back the recipe all the way from that place and many, many...
Thank you. Repetition of many.
Yes, 39 seconds are left with noodles, and it's you, Clement, starting now.
Noodles is something on which the Chinese cuisine is almost based, in the whenever you go to Oriental restaurants and order half a portion of number 43 with a half of 198.
And Derek Nimmo?
Two halves.
Two halves, yes. It does make a hole, but
did
not
I
in just
say
a minute.
Half?
There are 37 and a half seconds. Noodles, Derek, starting
I
now.
I suppose my favourite Chinese noodle would be Mao Chow Fan, which is mixed with those dear little bits of crab meat and fine South Sea...
John Junkin.
Hesitation.
No, he wasn't hesitating there.
Was he acting?
Wasn't acting.
Well, yes. He acts all the time.
But he wasn't acting.
Anyway, 22 seconds. No, 22 and a half seconds on noodles starting now.
Some people like Nicholas Parson need their noodles seeing to. But apart from that, I think when one goes to Indonesia...
Kenneth Williams.
Oh, deviation. Because he said you want your noodles seeing to, whereas he meant noddle.
That's
didn't
right,
he?
Yes.
So that's deviating from correct English, isn't it?
He really meant nodules, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know about that. I thought... I didn't know there was anything.
And you
wrong
should never get your noodles muddled with your nodules or you will be in trouble. Go into a Chinese restaurant and ask for a plate of nodules and you will be very surprised at what arrives. Kenneth, I agree with this, your challenge, and you have 9 seconds. I actually overcalculated last time on you, Derek. There are 9 seconds left on noodles starting now.
A famous Scots dominie used to cry out, "You noodle!" to a creature who he thought was not properly responding to the...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Perhaps he's using it in exactly the same way, just complained about me.
No, he said, "You noodle."
The man was a fool. You said it about his aid. You said his aid is noodle. Whereas I'm talking about a boy being a fool, which is a different matter entirely. It's not
yeah, Nicholas Parsons is a fool.
Well, yes, I know. You aren't.
Shall cool. we put that to the audience?
Yes.
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 Is Nicholas Parsons a fool? All in favour, cheer on all who do think
a very weak
fool.
Response. Is Derek Nimmo one? There you are. It's equal. They all think we're all fools up here. We wouldn't be playing the game. Otherwise, that'd be ridiculous. Right, Kenneth, you have a half a second, having got another point there, starting now.
Composed entirely of Scots.
So, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo's in a strong lead, but Kenneth Williams catching up. He's now equal with Clement Freud in second place. John Junkin is trailing a little, and Kenneth begins the next round. Kenneth, the subject is quackery. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
It refers to the practice by certain people of fraudulently convincing others they have a talent which, alas, they do not possess in any way whatsoever. But the success of these people has been reported in our newspapers. Yes, I have seen an account of a lady who said the treatment was wonderful that she'd got. And later, it transpired that this bloke would never have been a practitioner at all, and that all these certificates...
John Junkin has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, it was lovely. He had some of the audience absolutely corpsing over there. He had them wriggling like a pop group gets them going. You're a cult figure, there's no
That's
doubt about
true,
it.
That's true, I am. It's true what he says, though. They do, I am a cult. They all say, what a cult figure that is. They all do about me, he's right. Mm. Nice looking fella too, isn't he?
You see how he visibly blossoms under a little bit of flattery.
Well,
Kenneth,
yes, we all need it, don't we? Yeah. Ego massage, it goes
Kenneth,
a long way.
You've got the audience going while they're in the palm of your hand. Keep going on quackery with 22 seconds starting now.
And that Jacob man said something delightful about it when he referred to the bill of the duck and the quack that comes out, and he said that he thought the Almighty had a...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hand.
Had is, yes. So, Clement, you've got in with seven... 7 seconds to go on quackery, starting now.
Anyone who can boast the title of M.D. Edinburgh failed would be absolutely okay to say that he was a quack.
So, Clement Freud got the extra point. Speaking as the whistle went, he's gone one ahead of Kenneth Williams, who's in third place. Derek Nimmo's in the lead. John Junkin is in fourth place, and he begins the next round. And the subject, John, boo. A lot has been spoken about that in Just a Minute. Can you talk on it in the game starting now?
A boo is a method of signifying the disapproval of an audience and is very rarely spoken of in the singular. One tends to talk of boos because the people who gather for some form of entertainment do not emit a single boo, but a series of them. It is, or has been, until comparatively recently, the only real way in which this can be demonstrated by individuals in a hall, until some time ago when football teams...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
I don't think so. He was struggling and he increased his delivery of speech, which was an
That's
admirable
thing
to do.
That's what hesitation means.
So... See, John, how I try to be fair, particularly to our guest. John, you continue on Boo with 30 seconds, starting now.
Football teams from the continent and further afield came to play their game in this country, whereupon the individuals...
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Well, I dare I say hesitation.
That was a definite hesitation, I'm afraid. Derek, yes. You have 21 seconds for Boo, Derek, starting now.
It was my great pleasure, some many years ago, to play in a piece called The
Clement Freud.
That was hesitating.
Yes, it was, Clement, yes. 16 seconds on Boo with you now, starting now.
Yah and sucks are actually words of...
John Junkin. Yes, I agree, John, without you saying it.
I haven't said anything.
Derek Nimmer, what's your challenge?
Hesitation.
I know, but John Junkin buzzed first.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes.
That's all right.
That's all right. He's only a guest. I mean, just spash him.
Pressed simultaneously.
All right. There are 13 seconds on Boo starting now.
Boos in the plural can also sound...
Clement Freud. What is your challenge?
He said plural before. Yeah, said
yes, I know, but there was a...
It was repetition.
It was repetition, yes. But I have to hear you say it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, otherwise, we don't know at home, those people, whether it's a correct challenge or not. Mm. Might be incorrect, mightn't it? Very unlikely coming from you, but it could be, you know.
Quite right.
Could be.
Quite right.
Yes, there are 10 seconds for you to take over the subject of Boo, starting now.
I very well remember an evening in the Haymarket Theatre in London when the entire audience, prior to walking out of the auditorium, decided to give the bird in no uncommon fashion.
So Clement Freud, speaking as the whistle went, has improved his position. He's only 2 points behind our leader. Our leader is 4 ahead of Kenneth Williams and a little bit more ahead of John Junkin, and Clement Freud begins the next round. Clement, the subject is records I would like to break. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
A 78 RPM of Nicholas Parsons' great moments as chairman of Just a Minute is, I think, the record that I would most like to break, preferably over the head of the aforesaid member of Equity sitting on my left at this moment. But there are...
Derek Nimmer challenge.
No, I think we have gone too far.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
No, because Nicholas is very sensitive, and I do think... that, you know, Clay, I think you're being cruel now. I'm sorry, I don't usually defend Nicholas, but on this particular occasion, I think we've got to
get
stand
a
up
point
and become...
almost
have you
innocent.
Actually had a change of life or something, Derek?
Well, if you don't want to be nice to you, I'll just revert to my usual self. I did think that was a bit nasty, hitting you over the head with a grammar pen.
I thought it was a rather lovely image. I saw all the pieces splintering, and this was a fictitious record...
He's got such a thick skull, nothing comes through to him, does it?
It doesn't take them long to revert to... to the normal,
well,
does
the
it?
Last time I'd be nice to you, I can do that.
I'll tell you what, we give Derek a bonus point for a very
That's
good challenge.
That's all he was after, the creep.
That's all they're ever after, anyway.
Give him the subject.
No, you get a pause
no,
a point.
Give him
and you continue, Clement, on the records I would like to break. 42 seconds, starting now.
Almost everything in the Guinness Book of Records, from page 1 right down to the end, which is called 428 in a good year... There are records that I would quite like to break. Making omelettes within half an hour using no eggs is the sort of useful record which...
Kenneth Williams challenged.
A deviation. I mean, he's talking about making omelettes with no eggs. It's ridiculous. The whole point about an omelette is you have to have an egg.
Yes, so, Kenneth,
you
a good
make
challenge.
A record, you wouldn't establish a record, would you? Because you wouldn't make it an omelette at all, would you? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Kenneth, you take over the subject then, and there are... 24 seconds left. Records I would like to break starting now.
I would like to break that record with that actor who got up on the stage and did this long sentence. Do you remember, Nimmo, you recall the occasion when that long sentence was said? And they all said afterwards that they didn't know how she got through it. You remember?
No, he obviously doesn't. So John Junkin did challenge.
He said long sentence twice.
Yes, he did. He said it three times, actually. But, John, you've got in, and there are 14 seconds to go on. Records I would like to break starting now.
The record...
Clarence Williams challenge.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
No. And to a guest as well. John, you continue.
Am I not allowed to breathe in?
You're not allowed to do a lot of things in this
Apparently,
game, if
yeah,
they can get away with it. But they're not going to, John. You still keep the subject. There are 13 and a half seconds starting now.
The records that I would most like to break myself are those in the sporting field, such as the 100 metres dash, the 220...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
100 and meters was just coming up.
Yes.
I didn't actually repeat it.
And I need the point.
You do, yes. Your challenge for repetition of meters. It was coming up, but he hadn't actually said it. So.
100 and then 200. That.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's a repetition. You're quite right.
I said 220.
No.
No, there are. Clement, there is 1 second left for records I would like to break starting now.
Marathon.
So we have come to the end of this game of Just a Minute, and it's a very interesting result because, as usual, they all gave their normal good value to the contest. John Junkin, being our guest, has a tougher problem than the others. He finished in fourth place, but only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, and he was only 3 or 4 points behind our joint winners. What a very fair result. Derek Nimmo with Clement Freud. We do hope that you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again same time next week when we take to the air and we play the game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.